Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we take a look at Congressional District 3. It's a tight race. Ray Hager has the rundown.
Thanks, Sam. Today's guest is Dr. Joe Heckam of Las Vegas. He's in a tight race with his old nemesis from the Nevada legislature, Dina Titus.
And on the Power Pundit panel today, Liz McMenamin and Alfredo Alonso. It's all coming up next on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The resort at Red Hawk. The Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cure. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
And our 2010 TV spot, we wow them with stuff they don't need. Like a year supply of fruitcake, a pooch, and a health insurance plan for just $29.95.
A reenactment not far from the truth. Question the company and their plan.
Sharon Angle's new attack ad. More crazy talk and outright lies. This fence, it's Harry Reid who got 400 miles of new barriers, 4,000 new border agents, drones, even the National Guard. And Reid never has and never will support Social Security for illegal immigrants. He wrote the bill opposing it. Remember, it's Sharon Angle who says she'd wipe out Social Security and Medicare, and Harry Reid who's protecting it for Americans.
I'm Harry Reid, and I approve this message.
Retailers, businesses where all of us shop. Good for you and good for Nevada. We're the Retail Association of Nevada, working to strengthen the business environment for Nevada retailers. And that's good for you. Retailers create nearly 500,000 jobs for Nevadans, generated over $2 billion just in sales tax revenues in 1 year, provided nearly $700 million to help our schools, and built a $20 billion positive impact on our state's economy. Retail works for Nevada and works for you.
Thanks for your help, Don.
Sure, Mike. How's your construction business going?
It's really growing. How's your business going?
Well, ever since I opened the restaurant, I've been having trouble with my workers' comp program. Who handles your workers' comp?
Well, I use Pro Group Management. They really work with me.
Are they expensive?
Well, I've never had an increase in rates.
Whoa.
I'll get you the number. And thanks again, Don. I couldn't have done this without you.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
In 2010, we triple our profits with a new thing we call a website. They get fruitcake, a pooch, and a health insurance plan for just $29.95.
A reenactment not far from the truth. Question the company and their plan.
This interview segment is sponsored by the Nevada Motor Transport Association. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad on No Holds Barred Political Forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, welcome back to the program, Dr. Joe Heck. He's a Republican candidate for U.S. Congress in CD3, running against Dina Titus. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Thanks, Sam. Good to be here.
What are your internal polling numbers showing at this point?
Can we show that it's this is going to be a neck-and-neck race. It's going to be probably a two-point win either way. So we're working hard on the folks that we need to reach out to, the undecideds, the nonpartisans. We're doing well in those groups, and we think that that's what's going to carry us to victory on November 2nd.
Do you believe that the Tea Party Express will come into town on your behalf?
You know, I'm not sure if the Tea Party Express is going to come in on our behalf. I think that anything that that movement does to energize the conservative vote to turn out will have a trickle-down effect in CD3. Obviously, they were very involved in the senatorial primary, and that got a lot of people to turn out to vote. And that's what we're hoping, is that anything they do for whatever candidate will energize that electorate, get them informed, and have them turn out on November 2nd.
You know, Doctor, you're up against Dina Titus, who is a old foe from the Nevada legislature, and considering you're a medical doctor, do you feel that maybe Congressman Titus's major flaw is her stance on the health care pushed by President Obama? Is that the key thing?
Well, there are many bills that have been bad bills that have come out of this administration that Dina has voted for, whether it was cap and tax, health care, stimulus. But certainly the health care bill is one of those overwhelming bills that I can address from a firsthand perspective, and having actually read the bill several times to understand the little nuances that are in there that I can point out and say, look, while there are some things in this bill that might be of some benefit when taking in its totality, this fundamentally changes the way we provide health care in the United States, and not necessarily for the better. And I'm not concerned about it as a physician. From my perspective, I'm concerned about it for the people I take care of, the patients. They're the ones that are ultimately going to suffer from a lot of these changes.
What things do you look at in the bill and say that these are good?
Well, you know, the idea that there are no pre-existing conditions. I certainly believe that anybody who wants to buy an insurance policy should be able to buy it. Likewise, once you have the policy and you're making the payments, you shouldn't be kicked out the day after you become ill. So those types of basic insurance reforms are things that are important. But you got to look past those types of things and look at the rate banding that's been put into place, saying that you can't charge any more than 3-to-1 based on age. So what that means is that the younger, healthier folks are going to have to pay more on their premiums so that the insurance companies can stay within that rate band for the older, more ill subscribers. And so there's a lot of little things. You know, there's $1 billion in this bill appropriated to the federal government for the cost of implementation of the bill. So any bill that's going to cost $1 billion to implement certainly has some flaws.
But in Congress, that's not really a very big number.
Well, not in this administration when we were up to talking about trillions.
Or previous administrations.
But, yeah, I mean, we haven't seen trillions thrown around as much as we have over the last 2 to 4 years. And those are the types of things that concern me, as well as the things that are in the bill that have nothing to do with health care. Let's look at what we really need to do.
Do you want to see this bill overturned?
I think, you know, I'm going with repair, repeal, replace. There are certain things in there that are good things that might just need to be repaired to make them better. There are certain things that I think need to be repealed that are in that bill. And there are things in there where the concept is good, but the provision is flawed, and we need to replace it with something that'll make sense.
And you know, that was really what happened with Medicare and with Social Security when they came out originally. Over time, over decades, there were reforms made to those bills, and now any American would say, we don't want government health care, but stay away from my Social Security and my Medicare.
Right, and I think when you talk to physicians, 63% of physicians surveyed said, we need health care reform. This just isn't the way to do it. And we need to get more folks involved from the medical perspective that are on the front lines taking care of patients on a daily basis, saying these are the things we see that need to be fixed. Let's start working on those, and let's build a better healthcare system in the United States.
Okay, Dr. Heck, keeping with you being a medical doctor, Congresswoman Titus contends that you have little compassion for your patients when it comes between choosing between them and insurance companies. If you could respond to that.
You know, over the years of being a practicing physician, I've taken care of thousands of women in emergency departments. And that's the place where you take care of people in their most urgent time of need, regardless of time of day, ability to pay. You know, the fact that Representative Titus wants to try to draw this analogy saying that I stand in the side of insurance companies, if you just look at my record in the Senate, is not true. I pushed many reforms while I was in the legislature, aimed at increasing access to health care, whether it was childhood immunizations, whether it was an option for families with medically fragile children who capped out of their insurance because their children were so ill, whether it was bringing in the credential for licensed professional counselors, which was a critical thing in trying to increase access to mental health in this community. So I was very involved in health care issues. They want to pick one vote on one issue and try to make it seem that I was against women in healthcare, which actually I was standing up for women in healthcare. That vote was about a vaccine that had been on the market for less than 9 months.
Okay, now FDA you're talking approved. About the 07 Nevada legislature.
Exactly.
Correct?
Okay. Right. You know, there was a vote on a vaccine that had been on the market for less than 9 months, in which there were a lot of reports of adverse side effects, possible deaths, questions about the immunity, and I thought it was not the right time to say this. Every insurance company needs to carry this. We also heard testimony that 95% of insurance companies had already covered it. And then, interestingly, a month after that vote, the New England Journal of Medicine had an editorial saying all the things that I had already said a month earlier. Because in the medical community, we had this information. And that's what a citizen legislature is about. It's about citizens bringing their expertise to Carson City. I brought my expertise, and it got turned around and spun against me. But I was really looking out for women who might have been affected by getting this vaccine so early.
Okay, more with Dr. Heck when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
On lobbyists for big banks recruiting Brian Sandoval to run for governor?
They asked if I would be interested in the position, and certainly yes.
No wonder. Sandoval's law firm lobbies for nearly every bank in Nevada. Lobbyists pushed Sandoval into sponsoring the bill deregulating Nevada's banks. It had devastating consequences and left the rest of us to bail them out.
Are they running your campaign?
Yes, they're folks that I trust.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the crossroads of Western States distribution. From here at the USA Parkway Interchange, drivers can reach most locations in the Western region in one day or less. TRI also provides rail service on Union Pacific Rail Main Line and from the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Rail Companies. And with only a 15-minute drive to the Reno Tahoe International Airport, this makes TRI the crossroads of Western States distribution. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Senior homeowners have been feeling anxious about money lately. The good news is that you can do something about it now with Home Equity Relief. Stop the worry and stay in your home. Find out how much money you can receive every month with a reverse mortgage.
I'm just one of 500,000 seniors that sleeps better at night.
It's true. A government-backed reverse mortgage stops the concern about money and keeps you self-reliant.
After Phil died, my Home Equity Release covered missing Social Security payments and kept me safely in our house. Maybe you should re-examine this government-insured program, too.
Be smart enough to look for yourself. Receive our new information kit when you qualify. Only Comfortable Retirement offers Home Equity Release, the new reverse mortgage program designed for active seniors.
Lock in the cash value of your biggest asset and maintain your independence.
After all your hard work, you're entitled to a comfortable retirement and never having a mortgage payment again.
This interview segment is sponsored by the Nevada Motor Transport Association. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Dr. Joe Heck. He's a Republican candidate for U.S. Congress running against Dina Titus in Congressional District 3. Sharon Angle in the last 24 hours has come under some fire from the Autism Coalition of Nevada that she was against the mandate on the insurance companies to cover autism in the Silver State. What are your thoughts about that and autism in general?
Sure. Well, certainly autism is a growing concern that we have in the medical community. More and more children are being diagnosed every year and certainly becomes an issue. Not just for the parents, but for the school districts, for the healthcare providers, in trying to have an integrated approach on how we're actually going to take care of these children. You know, the issue with mandates, for me, is one that every time you add a mandate to an insurance policy, obviously increase the cost. And this is where they'll say, well, you know, you're standing on the side of insurance companies because you don't want to increase their cost. But the fact is, it's not the insurance company that's paying for it. That increased cost is going to be passed on to the consumer through higher premiums. And Nevada is already one of the most heavily mandated states in the nation. Over 55 mandates between different types of services and providers that need to be covered. The basic mandate adds about 0.25% to a premium. So if we took the low basic amount and added, you know, times 55 or so, that's 10 to 15, maybe upwards of 20% of your premium going to things that you may never use or never require because the government says your insurance policy has to provide it.
But when you look at families that maybe having costs of $60,000 a year without insurance, how do you seek to help those families?
You give people the option to buy the policies with the coverages that they want. It makes no sense for someone who's not going to potentially use a service, a young single guy, buying a policy that forces, you know, OBGYN coverage or autism coverage at this point in their life. And that's one of the groups that we're trying to get insured because they consider themselves invincible and don't need insurance, and they'd rather save the money and use it for the down payment on their Harley than buy health insurance. Give people options. Let them buy the insurance that they need to take care of them and their families. Not saying that the different types of coverages shouldn't be provided, but people should be able to pick and choose the coverages that they want, being informed about what their policies cover and don't cover.
But how would you make that affordable?
Well,
that would be the problem. If it's not spread across the entire population, then the cost would be probably as much as you would be paying without insurance.
You're right, and that goes to my overarching concept of what do we do for health insurance reform, and that is moving away from an employer-based system to an individual-based market where people buy the policy they want, from whom they want, from where they want. If you move across a state line, no difference. It's your policy. Take it with you. You change jobs, doesn't make a difference. It's your policy. Take it with you. And then if you look at a national risk pool, if you say that every company that sells insurance, everyone underneath that company falls into one risk pool nationwide, you have logarithmically increased your risk pool and lowered your costs across all your subscribers. And I think that's kind of the vision, the far-reaching vision that we need to look at of how do we fundamentally reform the insurance industry.
You know, Doctor, I was curious. You first last year announced you were going to run for governor, and now you're running against Dina Titus in a congressional race. Did you think that Dina Titus is maybe easier to beat than maybe Jim Gibbons or Brian Sandoval or even Rory Reid?
No, you know, first it was a part of the fact that campaigns now start so far before an election cycle, as we saw in the last presidential election. And we thought that running for governor would be a way for me to be able to do the most good for the most people. And then we saw what was going on in Washington. And, you know, we had another candidate that was running in CD3 who had to withdraw due to a family emergency. Saw what was going on in Washington, D.C., what the top issues are that we were dealing with. Jobs in the economy, health care, national defense, foreign policy. And folks came to me and said, Joe, look at your background. You're a small business owner. You know what it's like to make a payroll. You keep your business running. You haven't laid anybody off during this recession. You're a physician who's worked as a healthcare provider, educator, and administrator. And you've been in the Army Reserves for 20 years with 3 tours of active duty. You command troops. You know what it's like to take care of those three, address those three issues from a real-world perspective. This is where we need you to be for the sake of our state and our nation. So I talked with my family about it and felt that, you know, the overarching perspective was this is really where I could go to do the most good for the most people.
Let me ask you about something that Congresswoman Titus was talking about in our program a couple of weeks ago, which was that she utilizes her congressional staff, as everybody does, to help homeowners who are underwater with their mortgages and work with HUD and those kind of programs. Is that something you would continue as a congressman?
Sure. I think being a representative is all about constituent service. You take care of the people that elected you to go and represent them in Washington, but while they're still at home in the district, you've got to be able to answer their needs. And so programs like helping people go through this very convoluted process for a mortgage refinance or modification, I think is critically important. And you know what? And I applaud Congresswoman Titus for providing those services in the district. The problem is that the programs themselves are flawed and not enough people are being helped, or they're being helped too late after they've already defaulted.
Let's move on to another quick issue here on national security, Afghanistan. We have a corrupt government. We have I don't see what the end game is. Why are we still there?
You know, Sam, I wish I had an answer to that question, but I ask that same question almost daily. We have yet to define what victory is in Afghanistan, and that concerns me as we continue to send our young men and women over there.
$1 billion every 3 days.
You know, and we've seen with this increased troop surge, obviously we've had increased casualties. We haven't necessarily used the other elements of national power, whether it be diplomacy, the economic element or informational element, in conjunction with the military element. And that concerns me, because when we don't have a balanced approach to try to affect whatever victory might be, it's always the military that's hung out to dry, saying the military didn't get the job done, when there's got to be a very integrated approach on how we try to restore a stable government in Afghanistan, and whether or not that's even possible over the millennia of tribal disputes that they've had.
Quick yes or no, do you think it's possible?
Do I think it's possible to restore a stable government? I don't know, Sam. I really don't. Having been there, I just don't know.
All right, and that's where we've got to leave it. Good luck in your race, sir. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends is the Tamarack Junction. Enjoy great food 24 hours a day in the dining car restaurant. For a quick bite and the best sandwiches in town, it's the Whistle Stop Deli. And for the best appetizers and menu selections and a large variety of cocktails, beer, and martinis, it's Sully Sports Bar and Grill. The Tamarack Junction is your junction for fun, just north of the Summit Sierra on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
The next face-to-face, those polls putting father and son Reed within striking distance are sending shockwaves through the state. We'll hear from the group that commissioned the poll, the Retailers Association of Nevada. That's on the next face-to-face.
From World War II to Iraq and Afghanistan, the VA has meant guaranteed care for those who serve. But now, in another extreme proposal, Sharon Angle says privatize it. End the VA as we know it. When she was asked whether veterans' benefits like prescriptions and doctor visits would be covered if she had her way?
No, not if you're working toward a privatized system.
End our promise to veterans? Sharon Angle, dangerous ideas that put veterans at risk.
I'm Harry Reid, and I approve this message.
We all hoped someday science would create a better shoe. Welcome to that day. Spira's unique wayspring technology provides up to 96% energy return. The result? Superior comfort, faster recovery, and significant fatigue reduction. Whether you're walking, running, or just on your feet all day, Spira. Science and footwear are now one. Available at a proper fit in Reno.
Click on MyNews4.com and get the best in today's news and events. Customize your homepage to get only the articles and video that you want to see. Browse the latest news, sports, and weather only on MyNews4.com.
This segment is brought to you by the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cures. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Alfredo Alonso is here with the law firm of Lewis & Rocha and Liz McMenamin with the Retail Association of Nevada, one of our proud sponsors. Pleasure to have you both here. Wanted to start talking about the DREAM Act. And the DREAM Act, which Senator Reid has been promoting, would grant legal status to immigrants younger than 36 who arrive in the U.S. as children and have lived here for 5 years and are currently either in college or serving in the military. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I think the feds have to do something, because clearly we have an issue, and I can tell you within Nevada, we've actually gotten back clients that actually tell us that they can advertise for jobs, they can't hire the folks that are illegal, obviously, but there's no one to fill those jobs. Even in this economy, they can't fill the jobs. So they have to actually go out of the country and get people with work visas to come into the country. So that tells you there's a systemic problem that's significant, and it's frankly ridiculous. If there's a way to get people on a track to citizenship ultimately, still make sure you're taking care of the borders and certainly doing a better job of that, then I think that's probably a smart way to reform the system.
Liz?
Well, there is already a track for citizenship, Alfredo, and I think the DREAM Act was just a far-reaching political ploy. However, I'm going to go from a personal issue, and this is just my personal thoughts, because I have a adopted brother in Southern Nevada who is marrying is going to marry a woman from Mexico, from Hermosillo. She is doing the right thing. She has to stay out of the United States for 6 months because they had been visiting back and forth, but she is doing the right thing. She speaks English, she knows the language, she'll be able to be integrated into our lifestyles as soon as she moves over here and marries Brian. So there is paths for citizenship. I take offense to the 2 years in the military when right now we're a volunteer army. It's a at least four-year enlistment with 2 years after for on reserves. So I think that this is this was never expected to even pass.
But Liz, if a young man or a young woman is in the military of the United States defending our freedom overseas, shouldn't we give them a path to citizenship?
Basically, even to enlist, you need to be a citizen right now. I do believe that is one of the requirements. If they're willing to come in and spend the 4 years active duty, 2 years reserve, then maybe, yes, let's look at it. Although I do see that there has been some problems because our military now has weakened some of the requirements to be in the military, and I have a nephew who is almost 20 years Army, and he's seeing the discipline problems from some of those weakened requirements now that we have in the military. So, yeah, I think it's doable, Ray.
What about kids who come here illegally as young kids? Their parents bring them here. They have no choice, and they grow up here. They're really good students. Shouldn't we provide them a way to be citizens?
Well, certainly they can
through
do the same as my future sister-in-law. They can go back to Mexico for 6 months, apply for citizenship. There is a pathway to do it and to do it legally.
You know, Alfredo, I was at a conference recently from the Douglas County Business Council where an Arizona economist was talking about the fact that with the election there, that the immigration issue obviously has been a hot topic, but 5 years from now when the economy recovers, that Arizona is going to need those immigrants.
You're absolutely right, and frankly, I disagree with Liz, because I think that she forgets how this country was created in the first place. You have to find a way to fix this problem. You have a situation where we've gotten away from the American dream, so to speak, and all we're worried about is getting these people out because somehow they're hurting our abilities to have jobs, which is it's just simply not true. At the end of the day, you have to have balance. We don't have balance right now. The balance isn't there because you've already got people in the country. The expense, realistically, what are you going to do? Just kick all these kids out? You simply can't do that. So you have to find a way to again, secure the borders, but still find a path for these individuals who are already here, and particularly the kids that are born here, to keep their parents here. I mean, it makes absolutely no sense. And I understand the hysteria over it. I just don't agree with it.
And I go back to that, Alfredo. You're absolutely right. There needs to be a fix with the immigration problem that we have. That's where the problem is. And again, strengthen the borders. There is problems with getting people in. I hear immigrants who are coming in here and trying to do it the legal way have difficulties. Mm-hmm. That's where the problem is with the bureaucracy of our immigration laws.
But again, I still contend you cannot have a system in which if you need workers, that the only option is to go outside the country and actually seek people with visas or work cards when you have people here that are ready and able to work. It makes no sense.
You know, the thing that surprised me the most about this was that all the way through the last 30-odd years, people have spoken about comprehensive immigration reform, seal the borders, provide some kind of path to legalization, if not citizenship, and now you have one element being taken out and trying to be pushed forward, and I thought that was very interesting because that ain't comprehensive reform. That's where we got to leave it. Thank you all very much. Very good discussion. We'll be right back in Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Colon cancer kills unless you catch it early. That's why 39 members of the Assembly voted to make insurance companies cover colon cancer tests. But Sharon Angle was one of only two to vote no.
Don't you think it's government's responsibility to make sure that insurance companies cover certain things?
No, I don't think so.
Sharon Angle's against making insurance companies cover colon cancer tests, mammograms, or anything else. That's not just extreme, it's dangerous.
I'm Harry Reid, and I approve this message.
October 5th, R.C. Willie is raising money to support cancer research at Renown Institute for Cancer. Look for pink tags and special deals throughout the store.
Is this any way to clean a windshield? Well, it used to be the only way. But now there's the exciting new Windshield Wonder. The Windshield Wonder combines a microfiber cleaning cloth with a long handle and pivoting head to make windshield cleaning fast and easy. So easy, you don't even need glass cleaner. That's right. The Windshield Wonder cleans and shines glass with plain tap water. Amazing! Use the Windshield Wonder inside to clean mirrors, hard-to-reach windows, and more. Your Windshield Wonder order includes the handle, two microfiber bonnets, a microfiber towel, a spray bottle, even a handy storage pouch. That's a $20 value for just $10. But that's not all. Call now, and as a bonus, we'll double your order. Just pay separate shipping and handling. That's right. Get everything you see here, a $40 value for just $10. Call now.
To order by credit card, call 1-800-326-6508. You'll get a complete second set as a bonus with today's orders. So call 1-800-326-6508. That's 1-800-326-6508.
Let's turn over this log.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I like the big black ones.
I like the brown wiggly ones.
I like the green crunchy ones myself.
Whoa. Explore nature. There are surprises everywhere. Go to discovertheforest.org.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Thanks, and tomorrow's guest is Glenn Cook. He's an editorial writer for the Las Vegas Review-Journal newspaper.
We'll see you on the next Friday.